There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Live from the Dubai Duty Free Tennis Championships, Tim and NLT. We're watching Malik Jaziri on court at the moment, and it is really the story of the tournament, the Tunisian wild card. We've been rattling on at length about Malik. We'll rattle on a little bit more because it is worth it. We've got two guests with us now. Sinead El Sabai is the Vice President of Marketing at Dubai Duty Free. Sinead, lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, Tim and Natalie.
Good to have you here. And also, Salah Tahlak is back with us, Tournament Director. We only speak once a year, Salah.
Yes, but, Tim.
Do we have a story to tell this year with Malik Jaziri? I'm going to start there because he's on court at the moment. It has, without a doubt, been story of this tournament, certainly from a purist angle, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think I'm very happy. First of all, he's a wild card. Mm. Number two, he's a Tunisian Arab, Middle Eastern, can say, and it's good for the tournament, good for the Arab world, good for the people are here in Dubai. So to watch him, and he's got a great support.
Yeah, people here are really sort of willing him on, and there's a real sense that you know we want him to progress. Everybody wants to be able to come here and watch him. So it's great for you guys. The fact that this week in the women's week we had a story too. You know, think about the draw there. Think about how that went up until the final. So it's great. In week one, week two, you've had interesting, captivating stories.
And I'm so happy because, you know, when I saw him during the party, I said, Malik, you did really well. You played the best of your tennis ever in the last 5 years. Mm. So I said, since you knock our you know, seeded number one, then you better continue.
that's the funny thing, because at the draw, in the last several years, Malik has been drawn against, like Roger Federer, Andy Murray, so we're all going, oh no, here we go again. He's drawn against Grigor. And there he played fantastically well that night and deserved to win.
He must be like, guys, come on, give me a chance here. Try and give me a bit of a better draw. So, I mean, fantastic that's going on. We will keep you updated with the tennis scores. Of course, we're here till 7 o'clock, so we'll keep you updated with that. But I guess, if we can, Salah, look at what's different this year. To people who maybe have never been down to the Duty Free Tennis Championships, tell them what the experience is like, first of all, and then we'll move on to some of the changes you've made this year.
What I think this year, I think, is the spider camera. I think that made it really different for us, you know, sitting in the center court and watching all the camera going left and right, up and down, and also for the overseas viewers, I think it's really good. Plus, we have a lot of other stuff we have done. We have a jib camera outside, so people see what is outside of the tennis court. You have Irish Village, you have Jumeirah Creekside, all the sponsors chalet like JP Morgan, Rolex, all of them, they're all happy. So they're all good about this. So also, I think the court number one, we have Hawkeye. So that's really, it gives, again, so we have tick all the boxes from the WT and ATP standard.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the spider cam was just being shown as we were talking there. It was kind of as if they knew. And I think it gives people a bit more of a sense of perspective.
Yes, it really does.
If they've not been here before, Sinead.
That's absolutely right. And the spider cam has been a huge hit. Some people are terrified that it's going to snap on its cable, but believe me, it's very secure. But as it zooms in over people's heads, it's really secure, but it's great fun.
But you get right up close to that.
Absolutely.
You can see the whites of the player's eyes.
And you really can. But no, it's fantastic. But the overall atmosphere down here, especially as we come into the weekend, is really magical. And there's lots of people, you know, picnicking. They're dining out. They're sitting in beanbags watching the tennis on the giant screen at the Irish Village. There's ducks, there's geese, there's cats all around. It's just a beautiful setting. It really is quite unique.
There really are ducks all around, by the way.
They are. They seem to particularly like it around our box here. So it's quite, we must be attracting them. But
it's just the fish in the bowl, NLT. That's what it is.
Just to come back to Malik Jaziri as well. If hopefully he will progress, I know we shouldn't be biased, but you know, local guy, we kind of want to see him do well. If he does progress and people want to come here over the weekend, Sinead, are there still tickets to be had?
There absolutely are. There's tickets for sale online and also at the box office here at the site. So please come down or just buy online. There's still tickets available, and we'd love to see everybody down here.
And one of the challenges about a tournament like this is that you have to move things on every year, Sinead. So we've now got a different perspective. We have a different perspective this year because we're kind of across the other side.
You're
of
in a new home, and we're, I love it.
It is. It's very nice. It's got a story upstairs as well, which is lovely. So we're seeing the tournament from a different perspective, but that's the thing with Spidercam, isn't it? And the cutaways that you're seeing as people go outside. Yeah. So it is that there has been. How much has that broken the mold? As it were.
I think it has. Again, it's just you have to, as you say, you've got to get better every year. You've got to think of new ideas. So Salah, myself and our team will sit down and say, okay, what can we do? How much more of a budget can we put into this tournament? This year, for example, we've also got a social broadcast unit for the first time. And they are dedicated to putting out 2 5-minute daily shows live. And that's worked out really, really well. And that's getting lots of pickup. So they're searching for stories, finding stories, interviewing players, doing some fun things. They did a great challenge on the court, center court, with 2 of the young guys, the next generation players. And that was really very funny. So really the social broadcast unit is something new. We also did a lot more work with schools this year, and we've been out to schools. We've actually taken tennis to the schools the weeks leading up to it. And you probably have seen there's about 3,000 kids from schools over the last 2 Mondays. So that's been really successful. So I think there's a whole big new push to go out to the community through these programs and also to go out to the world through the social media units.
And also another thing I want to add about the guest ball. So this year, I think our sponsor have changed their strategy. It used to be like you have to exactly guess how many balls in the car. Mm. This year, it's a different approach to it. This year, I think the ticket is 10 dirhams. You gotta buy, but it's gonna be the closest to the number. So that gives you more chance to win. So it means someone gotta win the car.
Somebody has to win.
Yeah.
So okay. Which is good. Has anybody ever won the car?
Oh, yeah, three times over, I would say, 25 years. 3 times.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. 25 years.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, three cars.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, hats off. Congratulations to a great year. I know it's not over yet, but of course, if you do want to come down, like you said, there's tickets still left and really nice atmosphere down here.
One thing I want to add also, we have a free, transportation from the car parks to the stadium here. So the metros are on, plus we have every 15 minutes, the buses and the shuttles goes around back and forth.
Okay. Sinead El-Sabai is the Vice President of Marketing at Dubai Duty Free. Sinead, lovely to see you.
Great to see you.
Thank you for coming in to see us. And also Salah Tahlak is the Dubai Duty Free Tournament Director. Salah, lovely to meet you.
Shukran, Tim and Natalie.
Good to have you here.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.